I had a conversation that probably could have been, oh, what did I learn today? But September 22nd, what did I learn today? I learned that all these times, man, I got headphones in still, that I've been talking about how, you know, I just got back from a bike ride, how I exercise my mind and that I've neglected exercising my body, and it's a known thing. When I started to really think about, have I really been exercising my mind? Because I think part of a good exercise regimen, or a diet of exercise or whatever, is rest. And I need to physically exercise my body in order to rest my mind. And that is a good exercise plan. So that's what I learned today. I think I knew those things, but I just didn't say it that way or admit the fact that, wait, you're not exercising your mind. Don't be proud of that, because you have to exercise within, again, like overanalyzing and doing what's overthinking. My mind is constantly doing it on autopilot without me knowing it. And then I do exercise my mind very focused and like measured, but I don't, I've started to, and I know that, like, I've just never worded it that way. When I get into physical activity, that what it does for me is it is exercising my mind by giving it a rest. September 24th, what did I learn today? I learned that I really want to give oil painting an honest shot. I have kind of been putting it on the back burner for a long time. I've been scared of it, of trying oil painting. And I had someone kind of sit down with me and go over a couple things and explain things to me and answer my questions. And like, I feel excited about oil painting and what I could do with it. I think it would just be really nice to have in my arsenal of just different media that I use and just use it appropriately when needed, because I use a lot of different media, mostly acrylic, but I've definitely been dipping into other things here and there more than I thought I would this past year, and now I feel more comfortable with trying oils. I don't know when I'll get around to it. It's kind of an expense that I just can't go out and buy the oils that I need and the mediums, like thinners and all that stuff. So it'll be a slow process. I've got some water mixable oils that I inherited. And so I think I'm going to start with those and really give that a shot and just try to get comfortable with those and then slowly build up. I don't know. I'll start saving money, or I don't have money to save. But anyway, slowly start putting money towards somehow getting some proper oils and then making the change then, hopefully. So that's what I learned today, is that I really am excited to use oils in the future. So I basically just had a whole conversation in my What Did I Learn Today segment. So let me read you that. September 25th, what did I learn today? I learned that I've reaffirmed I have no belief in karma. I have no belief in good things happen to good people, or good things come to those who wait, or you make your own luck, or all those really simple cliches that are faux positive. And I'm really tired of people telling me that things are going to work out based off of nothing but wanting to say something vaguely positive with some belief that because things worked out for them that oh no, it'll work out. Why? I'm going to get into the whole conversation again, so I'm going to leave it there. That is what I believe. That is what I learned. I learned that I don't believe in it, and there's way more details in the conversation. September 26th. What did I learn today? I learned that I have a clarification on why it is really difficult to trust my intuition. Maybe it's because I don't know how to define intuition properly, and so I'm using the wrong terminology, but basically, my intuition is to not do things that are too uncomfortable. Now, some people have a different level of what discomfort they can handle, and I am such a proponent of comfort doesn't mean you don't do the thing. You need to be uncomfortable to learn and to grow. But there are some things where I don't want to be put in a situation where I am going to be abused by somebody. Put it that way. That is uncomfortable, right? But then you might weigh, like, let's say it's at a job, and you weigh the pros and cons of, like, I need a job, I need money, I need to survive, I need that. But if I go to that job, I'm going to be, you know, verbally abused or emotionally or mentally abused or taken advantage of, whatever. That's uncomfortable, but the means at the end give you something you need, which would be a way to pay for your life. Pay to exist comfortably, put it that way, because, you know, you don't have to pay to exist. You could just be homeless and find a way to do it. Whatever. Houseless. Unhomed. I don't know. So I realized that this distrust of my intuition is also because I'm always balancing, again, back to the anxiety, balancing, how much discomfort can I handle? There's no clear lines for me sometimes. What a stupid statement. There are times where I don't have clear lines of, like, okay, should I take this job? Because that would be really stressful. That would be really uncomfortable. That would be really just like a horrible day for me. But you do need the money. And then it's weighing that. Like, there's no, my immediate intuition is don't. That's gross. Don't do that thing. And then my mind starts to come in and be like, hey, but you kind of need to do stuff that makes you uncomfortable. And I know that. I do plenty of things that make me uncomfortable where there's no question. But there's certain categories where there is a question, and so my intuition doesn't help. And I also learned about, through some trial and error, an adhesive, a very strong contact adhesive that dries clear. And it is by Gorilla Glue. And if I had it on me, I would show the product to you. But yeah, I was looking for something for this idea that I think I talked about and showed a little bit about in the vlog, of like these wood panels that are going to depict trails, or like the view from trails that I have been on with my mountain bike. And I have bike chain that I got donated to me from Ascent Cycle. And I like put them around the wood panel, kind of like framing it. And yeah, I like the idea of it. Now I need to actually do the drawing and the painting part. And that is like, that's what's overwhelming a bit. So, but yeah, I had to find some glue that would really hold the chains there. And like talking about gluing wood and metal together. And I also wanted it to be clear. And it was just like, it was difficult to find something. So, yeah, it took some trial and error, but, I got a system going, and now I need to buy more degreaser too to clean the chains more better. To clean the chains properly, I need like a degreaser, and yeah, I spent a long time washing chains, which I showed that in last week's vlog, but I barely got into the studio this week. Anyway, those are the two things that I wanted to add for what I learned this week. I learned about that Gorilla Glue adhesive. That there is one that's really good and super solid and very strong, and it applies and dries clear. And then I learned some tips and tricks about oil painting, and that's what I learned this week.